Vayter in Shasmir and Bubin Sidav Kuf Ches Bigger Amon Kuf Zayim Abiz Bada Mamad Page 5 Lines Up from the Bottom Second Word Rabba Barav Huna Story Time Havaleahu Abba Guda Denara. There was a forest along the banks of a river Amulei. So the people there that were the ones that we used to pull the stuff as they went along with the ropes that pulled the ships, they said to him Nikutzmar, let it, you know, cut down some trees. Amulei said back to him Kotzi Yolevi Tatai, so let them above me and below me have to cut the trees first. For Hadar Nikutzmar, and then I'm going to cut mine, meaning the people that lived up the river and down the river should cut the tree first. And because if they're not cut, then my area is not stopped, is not doing any problems for you. It's the ones before and after. Hey, Chiyav and Hachi, how could he do this? V'haksiv, hiskoshishu v'koshu. It says that search yourself and then search others. V'amir Yishlakish, and Yishlakish explains that first fix yourself, then fix others. Like, why is he going saying, let them fix themselves first? Really, just go and cut it and then tell what else to. So for the Gemara, Hasam Abba Devei Parzak Rufila Hava. There, the forest that was around the area of Rabbi Rav Huna belonged to Parzak, who was the governor. And that was as Rashi puts it, he was the Persian governor who owned the forest up and down the river from Rav Huna. Now, they're not able to cut those trees because his governor didn't have to follow the law, the Yiddish law, that you have to do it. It was understood that he wasn't going to agree to do it by himself. Back in the Gemara, V'amar e kaitzi kaitzna, Rav Huna was saying, if they're going to go and cut it, I'm going to cut mine. V'lo kaitzi, if not going to cut this end, am I akut, why should I cut mine? It's not going to help you. You can't get from the top or from the bottom. So why would I cut my own over here? This doesn't make any sense. The E mimtechi lehu ashlayu, because if they can pull their ropes on the side of the river, then mistagilu, then let them walk over there. Beep, turn the page, kufches, v'lo, and if not able to go and to pull the ropes on my side of the river because of the trees of the governor, lo mistagilu, then they're not going to walk on my side anyway. So unless he's going to cut, there's no reason for me to cut it. Rav Nachman was traveling on a boat. Story time, again, Chaza Ahu Abba Dekoy Agudinara, he saw that there was a forest that was standing along the riverbank, and it happened to be Rabbi Rav Huna's stuff, like his area. Since the governor wasn't cutting down his trees, he left his trees also. Amalehu, so he asked those people that pulled the ropes, the man, who does this belong to? Amalei, Rabbi Rav Huna. Amar, so he said, we said, V'yada sarim, v'hasganim hoysa b'mal hazer rishon. Indeed, the hand of the princes and the rulers have been first in his faithfulness. Amulahu Kotsu, he said to them, so cut down the trees. Kotsu, they cut it down. Now, Rabbi Rav Huna was not happy with this. And also Rabbi Rav Huna asked the kites, he finally cut them down. Amri said, mind kites. He said, who cut this down? Whoever cut this, tkutz anfe. His branches should be cut down. That was a bad thing. Says Rashi, what that means is, Yamus Abadav, his children should die. Amri said, they said, Kulishani to Rabbi Rav Huna, during all these years, Rabbi Rav Huna, lo, none of his children survived. Everyone is chayev to go and to pay, put gates by the city. You know, he's closing off so no enemies can come in. Igli are sa'arim, that's what Rashi says, and gapa stima sa'ir. So that's what it means. Says everyone has to pay. V'afilu miyasmi, even collected from the yisomim, they also have to pay. Even though normally we're very, you know, lenient when it comes to yisomim. Aval rabbanon lo, but not the rabbanon. In other words, great sages and rabbis, they don't have to go and they have to pay towards us. My time, why? Because rabbanon lo tzrichim mitirusa, they don't need protection over here. Says Rashi, Torasa mishmarasa, the Torah protects them. K'dirsev, like it says in Mishlei, b'shachbecha tishmar alecha. You are going to be protected, right? So this is Like when you lie down, it will watch over you. It's talking about the Torah itself is going to protect them, so they don't have to go and do it. Likaria depasya, but when it comes by digging a well, says Rashi, luchos mayan or boros lamayim lishtos, then a filim rabbanon, everyone has to pay, even the rabbanon have to go and pay for this type of thing. Rashi says shari gam him suchim lishtos, they need to drink. Right, so okay, good. Now, v'lo armen ella delo nafka b'uchlusa. And this is only said when the people of the town don't go out themselves to go and do it. In other words, they hire other people to go and do it for them. And then the rabbis have to help to deal with paying. Aval luchluza lo. But if it's dealing with the fact that they go out to get the well themselves, then the rabbis don't have to come do it. They're not the ones who have to go to work. That's not covered to do such a thing. Rashi says, "Gnailum." It's a gnail for them to go to do it themselves. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, "Lekarya denara," for digging out a river to clear it up. This is talking about when the river get, you know, some stuff that gets stuck in the river, water, rocks get stuck in there, or dirt or something like that. And if they clear it out to get everything there, tatoi misayaloi, the ones downriver have to come and help the ones that are up the river because they also are going to need it for themselves. Eloi lo misayta b'tatoi, but the ones that are upriver, they don't have to go and help the ones that are downriver. When they're fixing the lower parts over there, they don't have to come and help them. Because it's going to be, it's actually bad for them because the water is over here, the mata nar, then it becomes less than the water that's up for them. So it's better for them not to. V'chilufa maya demitra, and it's the opposite when it comes to cleaning out the stuff that's carrying away the rainwater. That is the residents that live in the higher area, higher altitude, have to help them with the lower one, and the one in the lower one don't have to help the one that are in the upper one. This is talking about when the town has a lot of rainwater that ruins all the roads and makes them, they can't get by them anymore. And to make the roads work, the residents would dig a ditch to carry the water to go downhill outside of the town. So it becomes necessary to clean out, to clear the lower part of the ditch. The people up higher have to help because it's their benefit to go out and have it going down low, but the one lower, not. Tanya Meyachim, with their brush support this, Chamesh Ganos, Hamistapkos Mayim Mimayin, your five gardens that are being supplied from one body of water. Meskakla Mayim, it gets all messed up that the water is not going to flow to the ones that are lower. Kulam Metaknos Ameliona, all the lower ones have to help the upper one. Nimtsis Dachton, Metakan Mekulan, and it comes out that the owner of the lowest garden has to fix with the ones above him. Metakan Satsma. The owner of that garden has to help by himself anything that happens to this garden. Also, if it's like five courtyards, that they have their water, the rainwater, would run off into one ditch. And that gets all messed up. All of them have to help with the owner of the lower one, right, if that's where it is. And Nimtzis Elyonim Takos Mekulan. It turns out that the upper courtyard has to fix with the owner of any other ones. Umatakenes Lasman, he has to, or the owner of that courtyard, the Chatzur itself, has to fix for himself anything that happens to him. Amar Shmuel, Haiman the Achzik Biraksadanar, someone who gets land that's next to the banks of a river, Chatzifa Havi. The guy's a mechutzaf by doing that. Saluke lumasalkinle. But we don't get him, we don't remove him from being there. This is during the time Rashi says Persian rule. When people would pay taxes for a particular area, they could do that and then they walk away with it. Now, why is this a chutzav, mechutzaf to do such a thing? Because this is the area people used to go in to walk along. They needed this area to work. But if you go and you took it, then you're a mechutzaf. But saluke lumasalkinle, we can't go and remove it from it, right? Why is it? Because this land, you're going to go and build and plant something over there. It's a big area that's by the banks of the river. It's seen by the public to load and unload their barges. There are big boats that come to the river, but there's no legal way of going in and getting rid of this guy. V'idna de kakasi parsa, but now that the person's right to those taking stuff on the river, that kinilach ad melet savri susya maya, acquire for yourself land into the river until the water reaches the height of a horse's neck. then Saluki Nami Masalkinale, we could even go ahead and remove him from it because it's already became the property of the one who already paid the taxes and received it from the persons. The way Rashi explains it is that someone went out and already bought it, and then he would bring their fence back a little bit to allow people to go and to work the area there. If somebody else tried to go and grab that land, it wouldn't work because of the fact that someone else already owned that land. Now we're going to get into the laws of Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah is that if you have a... If you have a field and there's a field next to you and the guy next to you wants to sell your field or his field or you want to sell your field, basically neighbors have the right to go at the first dibs to go and buy the land. That's the way that it works because if I have, let's say, 100 square meter property of a field and you have another one next to me with 100 square meters, I'd rather have 200 together than have 100 here and 100 there. It works out more beneficial to me. Therefore, I should get the first dibs to go and such a thing. So now it says in the Rav, Hai man da achsik beni achi, a person who takes possession of property that's between property that's owned by brothers or between somebody who's owned by partners, chatziv avi or mechutzah for doing it, but salukikolom masalkolom and not able to go take you out of it. I jumped to go with bar mitzvah. This is not bar mitzvah yet. Sorry about that. Hold that thought for a moment. This is talking about the fact that, listen, like we learned with the Persian law, you can go and grab any field that's there, but if two brothers live on opposite sides of a field, field one, two, and three, and you go and you take two because it's available there, obviously these guys wanted to have that field also, and they weren't quick enough to get it. You shouldn't have done it was wrong, but if you did it, then it's good. Rav Nachman Amar, Nami Sakina, we can even go and kick the guy out for doing such a thing. V'yimishum dimidar mitzvah, lo misakina le. But if it's because of bar mitzvah, that's the reason why you have to do it over here. Rashi says that we're talking about if the case was not with where he took it between the land is owned by two brothers, but one in which the owner of one of them was planning on taking the field for himself since it was, you know, it's right next to him. Then we don't listen to him such a thing. Nardai, I mean, they say, I feel Mishum Dino of the Bar Mitzvah, Misalkina, we're going to take out because of Bar Mitzvah. Mishum Shanam, I was just saying, Hashem, you should do what is right and good in the eyes of Hashem. Asa Imlach Bey, if let's say a boy who wants to come and buy the field came, he spoke about the property with him and he changes, you know, discussed with him. Armalay Ezil Isbin and says to him, can I go buy the field next to you? Armalay Zil Zavon, and he says to him, go buy it. Tzarech lemikna mine olo. Does he have to do some sort of kinyan or not? Meaning the field that's right next to the neighbor's field was put up for sale. An outsider came and asked him for permission to buy the field. And they gave it to him, but he didn't write it down. Just spoke it out. Does he have to write it down or not? Does Biden need to do some sort of a kinyan to acquire the field in order to stop him from going back on it? Or not. Ravina Amar Lo Tzarech Lemikna Mineh. He doesn't have to go and acquire anything. Just speaking it out is enough. And then Ravina Tzarech Lemikna Mineh. No, he has to make some sort of kinyan if he wants to make sure that he's not going to tell somebody else. V'hilchazah Tzarech Lemikna Mineh. The halacha is, he has to do some sort of kinyan. Hashtad Amar Tzarech Lemikna Mineh. Now he said he has to do such a thing. He lo kata mineh. If he didn't go and acquire from him, Ayikar V'zol B'rishusa, in any increase in value or decrease of value is in the possession of the neighbor. In other words, it's like, if you're saying tzarech lemikna mineh, then it's like nothing ever happened. You have to go and buy it according to whatever the values went up or went down. Okay, zavin v'meah, let's say you have an outsider bought the land for 100 zuz, v'shavi masam, but it was worth 200 zuz, chazina, then we have to see why it was that he gave him the price at discount. Ilikuli amalogav kolkumazim, was sold to anyone for a lower price than Yoiv Le may have a shakale. That is, that he gives this outsider guy, the neighbor. So I have a neighbor. You have two people living next to each other. A is field A and field B are right next to each other. And B sells it to someone Z, like or Z, totally out of the picture. Now A can come and get it back. You just have to pay the amount that the guy paid for it. So if he would have sold it for anyone at the same price, he has to give him that 100. Yoiv Le may have a shakale, he can take him 100 and good. V low, but if the owner doesn't give that price to anyone, only give it to him, then Yoiv Le must have a shakale. Let's give him 200, and then he can take that property. Okay, now what about Zavon Masai Mishavim Meir? Let's say he sold it for 200, really worth 100. Zavon Minei, they came out and said, Motzi Amale, the neighbor can say to the buyer, L'takuni shadritich v'lo la'avusi. I sent you to help me, not to hurt me. In other words, he can make the sale between the owner and the buyer. He could like knock it out like it never happened. And then he could go and buy it, and give him the money back and just buy it for the lower thing. Now, says the Gemara, Amar Le Mar Kashisha, Bereid Rav Chisla Lavashi, he says, no, hachyar minar daim, mishun drav nachman, ain o nalak akos. When it comes to karka, whatever it's bought for, that's the price, it's whatever it is. Zaban le guriva de'ara b'mitza nechsei. If the seller sold a measure of land in the middle of his properties, then chazinan, we try to figure it out. E idisi, iziburisi. Try to figure out whether it's idis or ziburis. Is it better or is it worse than the other stuff? Zavina vine, then it's going to be taka, a good sale, right? If you're saying that it's more or less. Since this field is not like the other ones, we could say that the seller intended to sell just this one field in the middle. The people owning land that's next to the other borders of it are the seller's property, therefore have no grounds to claim the field from the buyer because the seller's other fields separate their fields from this one in the middle. Now, beep, turn the page. Kuf Chasam Abes. V'ilo, and if not, if the middle field is not any different than the other ones, then Yarumi Kamarim, the buyer, is just doing some sort of shtick over here by buying a non-adjoining field to make it his right to buy the one that's next to it. Right? We're assuming that the outside buyer actually wants to buy the fields that are next to the fields of the neighbors. But the buyer knows that if he buys the field straight up, then the neighbors can knock him out and take the field away because of bar mitzvah. So therefore, what does he do? He wants to buy this middle field, right? In the middle one, but it's not really considered like a middle field. It's considered one continuous field, but it's the middle one. It's a shtick, which the neighbors can't go and fight about because they're not next to it, and then use that one to make himself also a bar mitzvah, and then he can get the outer fields also. So let's try to imagine you have five fields in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So you have a guy who owns one, you have a guy who owns five, and the guy in the middle owns 2, 3, and 4. So if 2, 3, and 4, if let's say number 3 is different than 2 and 4, then it's considered separate. But if it's considered the same, then considered one, and that shit couldn't be done, it's still called bar mitzvah, then 1 and 5 can buy it first. Matana les bo mishum din de bar mitzvah, that when it comes to a gift and there's no din of bar mitzvah, that is if somebody gives it a gift. If I decide to give my property to somebody as a matana, my neighbors have no tainas on me. I'm a member, ikas of le'ach ra'ayos, but if let's say I gave a gift with a chayas, I take responsibility for it, then is bo mishum din de bar mitzvah, then it's considered like there's a deal going on here that there would be the din of bar mitzvah, because a gift you wouldn't have anything any chayas for. Macher kol nechas of le'achad, let's say I sell all of my possessions to one person. I get 10 fields in 10 different places. Then less by mishum din bar mitzvah because it's a deal. Labayelam arishonim. If the original owner sold it back to, if someone bought, sold it back to the original owner, less by mishum din bar mitzvah. That is, I buy a field from someone and then I sell back to that guy. I bought my house from someone. I sell back to that guy 10 years later. You know, my neighbors can't complain because it makes sense that they should get it. Zavon me'akum, if I go and I bought it from a guy, zavon lakum, or he sold it to a guy, less mishum dinim bar mitzvah, there's no bar mitzvah. Zavon me'akum, when I go and I buy it from a guy, damarle, because I could say to the neighbor who says, hey, I get first dibs, why'd you get it? I could say, no, ariya v'chilach mimetzah, I chased away a lion from your border. You don't want a guy living right next to you. Rashi says, ve'in lecha yashar v'tol mizeh, there's nothing greater than what I did over here. So you don't get yashar told by going to get it. Zabin Le'akum was the two a guy that Akum Vali Lav Rav Sitzel Yisrael Tovli. There's no din of that that applies to him. Shamusi Vadeh Mishamtin Le'e, but the person who sells it to a guy, he goes into Shanta, right? This guy, Adem Mekaba Le'e Kolon Sidasi Le'e Mechamos Machmosei. If I sell my field to a guy, which is next to you, a Yid, then I just cause you possible problems that I'm going to be put into chayim until I take upon myself that anything bad is going to happen because of it, I take upon myself. Mashkanta, Rashi says, imachro lemisha mumushkanes lo. If he goes and he sells it to that one who is a mumushkan to him, less bo mishum din of bar mitzvah. There's no din of bar mitzvah. Damra avashi, amrli sabi demasa mechasi amai mashkanta. What is a mashkanta? Why is it called a mashkanta? The shchuna gabe, because it dwells with him. My nafka mina, what's a nafka mina? The din of bar mitzvah, because the din of bar mitzvah, the lender with whom the property is dwelling is considered the closest neighbor, and therefore he gets to get it. So if you default, I get to keep the mask, I get to keep that property. I'm called bar mitzvah there. Limkar berachuk v'ligal bekarov. Now, what about if I want to go ahead? Rashi says, "Ima mocher azem mocher mipnei shehi rechokam imenu v'rotz aliknos acheres bekarov." That is that if the owner wants to sell a property far away in order to buy a property close by that is now ready, birav v'ligal biyafa, or I want to sell a less valuable property in order to buy a more valuable one, less bar mitzvah. There's no din of bar mitzvah over here. This is a time issue. This guy also shouldn't get messed over. And if he has to go to the neighbors to try to deal with them, then maybe it's going to be delayed and he's going to end up losing out with the deal. So he's allowed to move quick over there. The buyer of the Mazona, the Krova, if the owner is selling this land to pay for the head tax for food to support his family or for burial stuff, less of a shum din of bar mitzvah, we don't have din of bar mitzvah. Right? This is like a very stark, quick thing we got to deal with over here. So therefore, you don't have to wait to go give dibs to the neighbor to go wait for him. Okay. Says the Gemara, Darmidar Day, because Darmidar says, Lakaga Lamazon Lakfur, when it comes to the head taxes, the food support, your daughters, your wife, whatever it is, and for the burial stuff, Mizamnina Baloch, Ras, that they could sell without any sort of announcement, and similar to Sebe Diafu, a bar mitzvah doesn't apply over here. Leisha Liasma, the Shutfe, if someone's selling land to a woman, or to orphans, or to partners, Lesher Mishum Dina Bar Mitzvah, there's no din of Bar Mitzvah over there, also because it's hard for them to get the stuff. They need this stuff badly, so we go and we give it to them. Rashi says we're just bringing similar dinim now. Shchina ir, shchina sada. If someone has a choice of selling a field to neighbors of his town or to neighbors of his in another field that he owns, shchina ir kodman, they come first. Shachi v'tamachacham, you can sell to your neighbor, you can sell to a tamachacham. Tamachacham kodman, the tamachacham comes first. Kar v'tamachacham, you have a relative or a tamachacham, tamachacham kodman, you give the tamachacham first. Yibay lehu, shachin v'kar of maya. What happened if you have a neighbor or a relative? Who's that to? Kashma, tov, shachin, kar of mirach, rachok. Better is a close neighbor than a brother that is far. Viter, Hani Zuzei Tavin. Back to Bar Mitzvah. Let's say you have someone who has good coins. These coins can be used in many different places. Says Rashi, that is Mitzvah Shabbal Or Alamekach Mevi Mos She Mishklan Tov Yoser Al Shelokeach Aval Shelokeach Tavin V'Charifim B'Matabea Yotzel Yoser Mishel Mitzvah. So let's say you have that the coins from the outside buyer, they're good and used in many places. The other ones are way more, and therefore you can't use it everywhere. Less bay mishum din bar mitzvah. You don't have the din bar mitzvah over there, because the seller would rather have the coins, because the seller prefers the coins of the buyer. Hani tsari v'hani sharia. Let's say the coins of the neighbor are tied up together, and the other one, the ones are loose coins. They're not tied up together. Then less of mishum din bar mitzvah. I'd rather have the loose coins, the ones that are all bundled up over there. Amar ezel v'etzach v'aisi zuse. Let's say the guy says, the neighbor goes, okay, I'm gonna work hard, I'm gonna go get the money. Lo na, you really have to wait for this guy because he doesn't have the money. If he has the money, then he would just give it to you. Amar ezel v'aisi zuse. But he says, oh, I'm gonna go get the money. I have it in my bank somewhere. Chazin, we see igar v'dami demu. If the guy is like a wealthy guy, rashi she'enu omdin oso the efshir lo the kaim devarif. Right, this guy is able, he has the money, he's just going to get it from the bank, to Azo Mai Sezuse, and go bring it back without waiting, that's going to be waiting for him. And if not, then loan it to him, enough to wait for him, we can give it to someone else. Let's say you have, there's this land, belongs to one person, and the house on it belongs to another person, then someone owned this house, it's on this land of another person, the landowner has this ownership of the land, that the house is on. So the landowner, he's going to get, after a certain amount of time, get this back. Mori Ara Ma'akiv Amori Bati, the owner of the house can prevent the owner, I'm sorry, of the land can hold back, can prevent the owner of the house from selling it to somebody else, because really he has the land indefinitely, the other one doesn't. Mori Bati Lo Ma'akiv Amari Da'ar, but he can't hold him off from selling to someone else. Ara the Chav Adikat the Chav, let's say the same idea is a little piece of land belongs to one person, the palm tree belongs to somebody else. And number two owns a palm tree, only owns it for a certain amount of time, though. It's going back to him. The Amari Da'ar, Matsim Akiv Amari Da'ar, same idea, the owner of the land can prevent the owner of the palm tree selling it to a third party to sell it to him first, Bar Mitzvah. Amari Da'ar, Matsim Akiv Amari Da'ar, because he doesn't hold it like full time. Let's say you have this outside buyer wants the land in order to make a house, and the neighbor wants to do it for planting. The Yishav Adav, settling in it, the land takes precedence over planting on it for less, but Mishum Dina Bar Mitzvah. There's no Bar Mitzvah over here. Now, what happens if Afsik Mishunin Mishuni Hashem Yazor Mishunisa? If Afsik Mishunisa O Richva de Dikla, if you have this two fields, and in between the two fields you have these rocks or these palm trees that are very close to one another, separate in two fields, is it considered din of bar mitzvah? Because you can't be going from one to the next anyway. He said having better to have one big land of 200 than have two small 200s. But like in this case, Chazina, we take a look. Im Yachal, we see Im Yachal Hachnis Ba Field Time Achid. Neighbor is able to go ahead and extend a planting, a furrow from his land straight through to the other guy's land, then is from Mishum Dina the Bar Mitzvah. You have the Din of Bar Mitzvah below, but if not able to go and extend it straight through, then less from Mishum Dina Bar Mitzvah, you don't have the Din of Bar Mitzvah. It's not considered connected fields. Hani Dala B'nei Mitzvah. Let's say you have four people that are next to a field. You have one field in the middle and four on four sides. The Kadam Chad Min Avizam, if one of them jumps up over there and goes and buys that field, Zvina's Vina, it works because it's considered Bar Mitzvah. He Kuli is Asubad Dodi, Hadad Dodi, all come at the same time. Then Pogulub, Karin Nizil, they go and they split it up in the Karin Nizil. Rashi says, Ba'ar Balach Sunios, in four different, you know, diagonals. She Kol Echad Notel Ba, Alpane Kula, Samach Lo Kaze, each one gets Alpane Kula. But Lashon Karnazil is Zil Ba Lakronos. You go to the corners. If you take a look at the picture with the X over here, they split up in such a way that they all get a part of the land. Now look at this box, if you see in the Gemara. On the top, north, south, east, and west, the other owners over there, so each one gets along the whole field, and they do a diagonal, so they get along their own field, and they just get an equal amount of land. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.